Welcome. You're listening to KELA, East Los Angeles College. Welcome to the Cool Beans Comedy Podcast on KELA, East Los Angeles College's podcast destination. I'm Corey Martin Craig, founder of Cool Beans Comedy. I'm here with co-host Alfredo Resendez and our incredible guest, EJ Egghart. And today we're going to talk about comedy as communication in the workplace. EJ, introduce yourself, please.
Thank you. It is an honor to be here with the wonderful programming like this. My name is EJ Egghart. I came from Korea as a young woman, barely speaking English, and I achieved my dreams being a CPA and with an MBA. So I feel like I did my share of hard work to get here today. But communication is always very hard because having the burden or handicap of having English as a second language is always a burden and always kind of shy about speaking out. But a couple of things helped me to overcome that problems. The first thing was, as a CPA, I work with a board of directors or ownership of companies who do not understand accounting issues. But after the audit, I have to give a summary reports of what we have done, and then usually they don't want to show up for the meeting because who wants to listen to accountants?
I don't.
I never do.
So usually they call in sick, even though they're bosses. So I try to figure out how to inject humors in my boring accounting presentation. Have done for a decade doing that, and I was successful at it. And people told me I was the funniest accountant they ever met. And that's when I decide to move myself up another level. So I walk into Corey's Cool Beans comedy classes, and I told Corey that I would like to try. I'm not sure what he thought. But anyway, today, a year later, I have my own Recovering Tiger Mom show. Can I do the
incredible version?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Recovering Tiger Mom show in June 21st, 21st of June in Boston Court. Be there. But this has been incredible journey that I was able to use comedy as a communication tool in my business. And people thought that I was very boring, stuck up, very uptight person. But inside, I was always fun-loving, nice person. So through comedy, people see that, and it was really helping me communicating with my clients better.
Well, and can I ask too, because I've had the pleasure to coach you over the last year, and what's interesting about you is you exude incredible confidence, but mm-hmm. we've talked outside of class where you feel insecure at times because of the language barrier, right. Have English as a second language. How do you get over that? How do you find the inner strength to get on stage and overcome those thoughts of feeling insecure?
It is interesting. People inject their own prejudice to your looks. So when I was working for one of the biggest accounting firms in the country, they used to tell me I am lacking self-confidence. So I told myself every morning, I'm smart, I'm confident. If you can do it, I can do it better. With that, telling myself over and over, I was able to overcome my appearance of being not self-confident. Same tricks I used. When I felt scared about doing this, I tell myself, I committed myself, I want to go do it. And some of the words, yes, I still cannot pronounce exactly right. Then always I find the substitute words to use it, or I practice. Corey, I didn't tell you this one. I practice hundreds of times to pronounce better so that people can understand. And that helped me confidence, being able to communicate with the people clearly, and all of the above. So I'm super happy that I joined the comedy world to be able to continue my business.
And you know what? I've actually seen EJ's set, and it's hilarious. And as an ESL teacher myself, teaching English as a second language, I have students that struggle all the time, especially with confidence. What would you tell one of my students about speaking publicly, even trying to make people laugh, as a person who learned English as a second language?
This, This is, I think the biggest fight is in your head.
Mm.
You tell yourself, people, let me tell you my secret. When I am nervous, even though I know exactly what to say, how to say, what should be doing, I stumble, or just like right now, I stumbled or feel I'm not going to make it right. So first thing is, I think you have to tell yourself, you are as good as anybody else, and America is a melting pot. We are all together here, and I used to marry to an English husband from England, Oxford graduate. He had the worst English, in my opinion, because nobody can understand him. He's very tough English accent. So don't worry. As long as you can communicate with your accent, I think it's okay. That's part of charm. I mean, people thought that I was making up as a recovering tiger mob using my accent. No, that's me.
You know what's really interesting about that, Corey? I often see open micers who have similar issues with being ESL learners, and I get courage from watching them, right? I'm nervous as a regular, everyday English speaker, and when I see somebody up there who speaks English as a second language, I'm like fired up, like, oh my God, if they can do it, then I can definitely do it. So you give a lot of people a lot of confidence out there.
Hoping, when Corey asked me to do this, this is the first time I'm sitting in front of a microphone and doing podcast. But I thought, I hope we can inspire some students. We all have stories. If we look deep inside ourselves, there are funny moments, even amongst the very sad happenings. So I hope that I can inspire some students who have same handicaps or like me, and then you can turn them into your triumphant success story.
And that's what comedy is, right? It's getting empowerment from those insecurities or those flaws or those things in your past that have weighed heavily on you. And I love your story, EJ, because not only are you accounting for having English as a second language, you already have that hurdle. You admittedly were a tiger mom. So your whole set is about being a recovering tiger mom and how your daughter's life and her perspective has changed you so influentially that it makes me go, what a beautiful thing. If we can all learn to be completely vulnerable, truthful, and attack life as simple as learning how to pronounce a word a certain way so that way people can hear you. Like, how beautiful is that? Like, I feel like I've seen you grow over a year of using art to help heal a wound with your daughter and English as well.
Thank you, Corey. Though, if I can add one more, we can, in a business or personal relationships with friends and families, we can only give what we have. We cannot fake to give something that we don't have. And if you are insecure, sad person, then you are going to give it no matter how much you're trying to look funny. So what happened to me through this journey of learning comedy and using comedy as my communications, it really healed my problems. I don't know if my daughter is listening. Problems or my issues with my daughters, that I was so strict and I thought that I was doing a really good job as a mom, but obviously the receiving part, my daughter was not feeling that way. So I think that a huge healing has gone through, and that made me very comfortable with myself. So improving my relationship with my daughter and my friends, and also, oddly enough, helping relationship with my clients, because they look at me as I'm an authentic person. I'm not pretending somebody who I'm not. So really, I think comedy is a very powerful tool to communicate with different people. And again, business, friends, families, I think you can only give what you have.
Yeah. And I know you're part of the Shakespeare Club in Pasadena as well.
Yes.
So using your background in comedy and using your background in education, coming up through the system here in the United States, what do you take away from the Shakespeare Club in terms of, like, comedically or any other way?
It's interesting. When I joined the Shakespeare Club, okay, my friends in Shakespeare Club, I'm not trying to offend you, but this is really white.
Oh, like people like Corey.
Oh, okay. Yes. I only show you guys love and respect, and this is how I get treated. Okay, I understand.
I am super minority in that club.
Got it. Interesting.
When I got in, but I have to tell you, they are not anyway racial group at all.
Right.
They always took me as interesting women because she comes in and then be part of us. So in the beginning, I was shy about getting involved, and I did a small portion. And honestly, I just went there to have fun. So I went all the parties, but I didn't get involved in the organization. But recently, they voted me to be a treasurer of the club.
Nice.
So CPA, CPA,
right,
there it is.
Right.
So I'm an integral part of the club. And honestly, I don't know whether you are gay, lesbian, transgender, white, black, pink, yellow, whatever you are, before all this, we are all human beings.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I always focus on who I am, and I'm dealing with the people in that way. So Shakespeare Club has been wonderful community for me to hang out with and grow with and actually bringing comedy to the club as well.
And I love how you call Corey pink.
Okay. Again, this is, I only show love and respect to everyone that I meet. EJ, so you talk a lot about comedy. So for you, mm-hmm. I've noticed, and I don't know if you feel different, do you feel lighter or more confident now that you get to have all these things? Because I work with you regularly because we're working on your show. Alfredo and I are both performing in the Recovering Tiger Mom show at the Boston Court. For you, do you feel lighter? Because I feel like, you know, you got, more and more deals are coming in. And I think, do you feel anything that has changed in this last year?
Absolutely. First of all, I was always, I have a degree in journalism before I became a CPA. So I wanted to be a writer. And then writing itself, takes so long to go through it. And then maybe I can reach very few people who can readers. However, comedy, it's very quick. You can see the response from your audience right away. And this whole experience gave me immediate and very fast response to who I am and how I want to live. And the things I thought that is so sad to talk about or think about, if I keep some distance and look at it, there's always some funny thing about what happened. So I was able to making as a comedy, and some audience actually cried. And when I see that, I feel like, it's not just to be healing me, but maybe healing some other people too. So definitely my heart lost the heaviness from the sadness in the back. But at the same time, life is short, so enjoy.
Yeah, and as a CPA and owning your own business and being very successful in business, how do you infuse comedy, right, or being funny into that world?
The first I studied as a teacher who trying to use humor to teach the my audience, my students. From there, it was a part of my trick to make it the students focus on the class. But then as it goes, and especially now, I have to give credit to my students. They told me, my audience, my conferences, when I spoke, they always say, you are hilarious. And all those little cues you have in your life, again, I'm speaking to your students here at the college. If you hear many things, I just don't ignore it. I think about it, and then maybe this is some message from the universe, maybe I should look into it. So that's what I did. And honestly, I was going to do just one time and done with it. But then now, a year later, I have my own show.
So I love all this, and we've hit on so many beautiful things. Alfredo, you kind of talked about it earlier, but if you were to look back at your younger self, this little girl who grew up in Korea, what would you say to her to keep her moving forward to her dreams?
You're asking to the person who thinks I hit the every to-do list in my life. If I have to expire from this life, I don't have anything that there is one regret that I didn't do. I lived my life I live my life really fully. So to a young woman, when I was younger woman who came here barely speaking English, I don't know. I was looking at the homeless people. I'm thinking that maybe I'll be one of those someday because I didn't have any education here. And also very scared about being in a country without being able to even speak. But I think we all get our opportunities to do something.
Yeah.
Don't lose hope. And with the courage, just walk in bravely. And then do one at a time with a purpose. And you'll get there. So I don't worry about it. I would like to say, people, enjoy the life. It'll come along.
Yeah, and there's one thing I'm not quite sure that people out there in the audience can see, but you are a fashionista. You're a little bit of a fashionista. Every time I see you, I love all of your sartorial choices. They're just fantastic.
I'm going to be honest. You can call me pink because I didn't know what sartorial means. So, yeah. But I will say she does dress amazingly. Anything about my
work? No, nothing at all. Okay, I don't want to talk to you about all.
Great.
I want to get back to... So, and just in terms of communication, what does your sense of style mean? How does that communicate for you?
Okay. This is something that I've learned throughout my career as a CPA. I had to look good to be able to feel good and also to be accepted seriously. Because as a young woman who coming in and stuttering in English, I'm doing nothing, okay? And all these handicaps I had, I always had to overcome some of the issues I have. So what I did was actually, at least I can look good.
Mm-hmm. And you do. You look good. You work hard at sounding good.
Yes.
So from all of us, thank you. This has been the Cool Beans Comedy on KELA. A special thanks to our incredible fashionista, ESL, CPA, EJ Egghart, to my co-host with the most beautiful voice in all of comedy, Alfredo Resendez. This is Corey Martin Craig reminding you to keep laughter in your heart. This is KELA.